Our guest analyst this afternoon, Don Rose, president of U.S. Commodities. Don, we saw a grain market today. We started off kind of mixed, and then soybeans just kept inching higher throughout the day.
Well, you know, I think it's a week that really, when we came into the week, what we really had is the funds sitting with record shorts in the Kansas City wheat, big shorts in the wheat, near record shorts in the corn, and we had a reversal day on the wheat on Monday. Then we had a key reversal on corn on Tuesday. Often that signals the major low or an intermediate low, so trend system started to turn up. The soybeans added to that here at the end of the week, and really it was the catalyst this week was more back to talking about maybe the weather's not conducive to planting, and also maybe moving closer to a trade agreement with China and the U.S. with the Chinese Parliament passing some laws for IT and intellectual property preferences.
Yeah, that kind of is a precursor to some of that trade discussions, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that was the big thing, and specifically it shot the hogs up the limit, you know, as they're starting to, looks like, buy pork even with the tariffs on that we have. So I think the clearance of the IP and the IT that the administration was requesting is a big sign that we're well on our way to some kind of a significant trade agreement.
Okay, now you mentioned the hogs. We had a subtle limit up here again today.
Yeah, I mean, the hog markets are just on a tear to the upside. And, you know, we went through various phases since last June where we had liquidation in the hogs by China, and that's actually pressed their hog prices down about 20% on the year from where they were. Then, at the beginning of this year, things really started to turn around gradually. And in the last month, we've accelerated. We've taken the hogs up 21% in the last month, 32% in this year. And we took pig prices in one day, a week ago today, up 10% in China. And that really spurred the upside. Then yesterday, the news keeps following. We had exports of pork to China accounted for 50% of our total exports. And so that's the signal that we've got the sign that they're buying pork, not only interested, but actually it started. And so that just put a lot of panic buying in the market at contract highs, but very overbought.
Now, is it surprising that we're seeing this hog market pull the cattle market as high as it is?
You know, I think it's just the uncertainty of what can happen. We know the story on the cattle. It's just been a tough year. Weights down, production down 1% versus supposed to be up 2% in the first quarter. That maybe the cattle market's peaking out in here. But then we got hit with the China news over there also where looks like they're buying pork. We really don't sell beef to China, but maybe, just maybe, that's in the works also as meat is meat if they're really short on pork.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Anything else we need to be aware of or talking about?
Well, I think from here forward, it's going to be all about the weather. It's going to be all about the China-U.S. Trade talks, and that's going to probably be the big focus as the weather switches from South America to North America.
Don Rose at U.S. Commodities.